ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ सो वी हेव कम टू दिस स्टोरी In our past classes, we dealt with two important points. The story as presented by the Upanishad and the story that I think we should really interpret it. So, we all remember the story. There was a Brahmana, Astika, Vaidika, and he wanted to perform a sacrifice which will give him a great happiness in Swargaloka. The condition for that, for any higher loka, what is the condition? The lower must be given up. For anything higher, the lower must be given up. Without giving up the lower, the higher cannot be obtained. If we don't give up the lower step, the higher step cannot be. This is the invariable law. Sacrifice means that is what exactly what it implies. This person, he had that ambition, but he was attached. Not that he was a fool. He knew this is a peculiar human condition. We know what to do. We know what not to do. And yet, because of certain samskaras, we don't do, we don't give up what we should give up, and we give up what we should not give up. So, after some time, sincerity will be there, reformation will come, because you can't postpone this for a long time. So, this Vajashravasa was performing yajnas, and he had a son. As I mentioned, son means that his own self, but higher minded self. Reformation has come. Viveka Buddhi had overtaken him. Previously, he was controlling the Viveka, telling this should be done, but not able to give up. What is the condition of Viveka? How do we know we have true discrimination? Discrimination, if not followed by doing what should be done, is only an intellectual exercise. It is not true discrimination with regard to anything. Food, activity, sleep, ambition, everything is included in that. So, here is a person, and he realized after some time, I am supposed to give up everything, but I am not giving. Another point before we go, the text in the Upanishad says, when the gifts are being carried away. By the way, the Upanishad is describing that cows which cannot even walk, who is going to carry? The priest is going to carry, that's not going to happen. So, what it means to say, inferior type of gifts. The best things he was keeping and not so good things he was giving away. They are still valuable. Otherwise, even if you give something to somebody, if that person at least has discrimination, whether this should be taken or not. So, it cannot be, you cannot literally take it. Inferior quality that he was giving. Maybe they did not have even that inferior old cows, still capable of giving some service. Who will take? If the other person has got those things, better things, do you think he will give? When we have better things, we will not accept inferior things. Have you noticed? So, we have to understand it in that peculiar light. Then, a story begins. This Nachiketa, he himself, Nachiketa, asked, I also belong to you. To whom are you going to give me? First time, second time, the father did not reply. But his ire is growing by the second. His annoyance is growing by the second. It burst only in the third. At the third time he asked, he got very angry, means he lost control. That means he had control over the first and second annoyances, but third annoyance he did not have the self-control. So one important spiritual law we have to derive from there. If somebody utters an unutterable word or does something, it doesn't start on the spot. Oh, I did not mean it. Yes, you did not mean it to do it at this time, but you meant it all the time that I am going to do it. In Bengali, they say something, you know, pete na thakle baire ashana. If it is not inside, it is not going to come out. This is a wonderful rule. So if somebody wants to speak wonderfully well, if it is not inside, it is not going to come out. Somebody wants to give something, unless he already has it, it is not going to get it. So his ego is hurt. That is the point we have to understand. How dare this person, a junior person, my own son, should be able to tell you. There is a tolerance. I give you to death, but I give an, no father will tell to his children, I give you to death. What does that mean? Simply brackets, it means, do not annoy me. I know what I am doing. Sometimes angry words. Children also, I hate you. Then this person understands. You have to be truthful. That is to say, according to our spiritual interpretation, that if you want to go to heaven, you have to give everything, including yourself. But then a small part is to be, remains to be reinterpreted in the secondary sense, spiritual sense. You know what is it? See, who goes to the heaven to Yamadharmaraja? No, no, the son is supposed to go. Here, son means the reformed person, person sadhana chatushtaya sampannaha. He is a completely fit person for the highest goal. How do we know? Because he betrays his knowledge through the third bone. We know the story already. Third bone, you teach me how to attain realization. Who can ask such a question? Here is again another secret. If a person is not a sadhana chatushtaya sampanna, even the idea that there is something called mukti, correct idea about it will not arise. At best, according to his understanding, our concept always is based upon our understanding. So this person, obviously, his mind has become purified. And yet, as I told you, that his mind was still attached, a time has come that his mind was totally detached. Then he said, I give you to death means what? I give myself to death. What does that mean? That means I should give up all worldly attachments. I should be free from death means what? Body and not mind. Death doesn't mean mind, only body. Because life continues, mind continues. Body dies many times. Mind dies only one time. When we get mukti, then the mind has death. Until mukti, the mind continues. So this is the secret we have to keep in mind. So this person understood that now my goal is to attain to the highest. So the story continues. The story doesn't tell here, but the father obviously regretted. Why did I condemn my son like that? No father wants to give. If a father could be attached to cows and other things, will he not be attached to his own son? He would be much more attached. This is a common sense. So why is the person attached to, why does he become attached? Because we give a hierarchical value to everything, something very external. Or what is the hierarchical value? That which gives us the least happiness takes the lowest position. Our attachment to it also will be lowest. That which gives us the highest joy, that we will give the highest priority. So this is what must have happened in his case also. Then he did not mean it. So then discrimination came. into this reformed, regenerated mind, what is it? Even if I have to die, it doesn't matter. In fact, what is mukti? Permanent death of the body and mind. Permanent death. If someone wants to go to Swargaloka also, death of the body, because we want to get a better body. Swargaloka, you get a much better body, much refined body, capable of squeezing the highest happiness from the same thing. And there it is said, the gods do not eat like we eat. And there is no birth. In heavenly world, nobody is born. Because, can you guess? Suppose a woman gives birth to a baby in Swargaloka. What happens when a woman gives birth here? She becomes Dela ho jayega. Her health will be affected. There also, health will be affected. All the consequences of giving birth will come there. Swarga, that is certainly not Swargaloka. You understand now? So only sweet 60. Everybody will go there. Sweet 60. Do they age? There would be no age. 16, 16. Next year, 16. After 1,000 years, 16. There are the Lakshmi, Saraswati, Shiva, Ganesha, Kartikeya. They are not, they do not belong to the Swargaloka. They are different powers of the Supreme God. A God in the form of giving wealth and happiness is called Lakshmi. God in the form of giving knowledge is called Saraswati. You have to understand. Though we call Indra also Devata, these are all, they were once upon a time human beings who did extraordinary austerity. They earned that and they go there, therefore they fall down. Have you ever heard Saraswati falling down from her position? Lakshmi falling down from her position? No. Do you understand the difference between gods and goddesses? And these things have different, two types of different, these things are there. One type of difference is that all human beings, when they do meritorious actions, as a result, not ordinary meritorious actions, but extraordinary meritorious actions, for that they go to Swargaloka. Because Swargaloka happiness, we cannot be enjoyed by a human body. Just as refined human happiness cannot be enjoyed by a pig. You take a pig to a first-class restaurant. You give the serve the same things. Do you think it will enjoy it? It can eat, but it cannot enjoy. Similarly, if we go through this instrument is not capable of squeezing that highest happiness. It's a difference between instruments, that's all. These are all instruments. That is why in Tattva Bodha is a primary book, what is called for Advaita Vedanta, preliminary book. There it is clearly written that this Deha Bhoga Ayatana, it is an instrument of experiencing enjoyments on this earth, not anywhere else. Okay. So, this person wants to go, he obtained this discrimination, and then he has the highest discrimination, subsequently we know, but only he gave the difference. The reformed person was called Nachiketa, the less reformed person was called Vajashravasa. We are all developing like that only. Only thing is, if I may give you that example, in this life we are like Vajashravas. Next life we will be born to our Vajashravasa state will be, somebody will be there. We will be born in Nachiketas to those people in the next birth. I hope you are following it. That means we are much more reformed, advanced in the next life. Here, simply the scripture is telling then and there itself, the advancement has come. In the same life, we also can have the advancement. So, this person, He went to his father and said that do not regret, because still some regret will be there. Did I do the right thing? Did I give up? Should it come to use in future? Did I do a foolish thing? All these things you will be thinking. And then many times, you know, this is called spring cleaning attitude. You go to spring clean and so many things you at first you find to throw away. After that you don't have the heart to throw away. You think, you know, next year it will come to use. And next year also exactly same thing will come. Until after our death, somebody will come and throw the whole thing away. It happened to me actually. When I was there, there was a doctor. He was keeping all his old books. I told him, why are you keeping all these old medical books? Swami, for reference, he was retired. He said, what reference? You are not dealing with any patient, fortunately. You don't need all these things. Your whole house is full of these things, 30 years accumulation. And then, yes, Swami, I am also thinking, he passed away. And then his wife had to pay money to cart it away. He could have easily done that. Very nice person. But this is all nice persons, good persons. But the attachment is too strong for all of us. That is a psychological principle. We have to keep a watch. Whatever is necessary for your enjoyment, keep them. Whatever is an obstacle, and they will be an obstacle, throw them away, out. Okay. So, then what happened? The story will continue after the story. He came to the father as it were, and then father was regretting. Why did I utter these words? Because in the olden times, anybody utters something, they were all more or less truthful persons. So if it is satyam, vada, the very first commandment in the convocation address is satyam vada. That's what Kshudiram, Sri Ramakrishna, Swami Vivekananda, they all represent. They will never give up truth. That's why when somebody complained against Narendranath to Sri Ramakrishna, he stopped coming to Sri Ramakrishna. He was visiting houses of people who were addicted to these worldly pleasures. And these devotees, malicious people, full of jealousy. They thought that now Sri Ramakrishna will bestow more love upon us. Previously used to bestow more love, and after that, as soon as Narendra came, it stopped. Now if Narendra doesn't come, it will restart again. They don't understand, even if he bestows more love, do they have the capacity to receive them? That is the point. So this person might regret. The son came and said, these words have come from your mouth. They must be fulfilled. That is to say, I am interpreting it in a spiritual way, always remember. It means, I have taken a vow, I want to be a spiritual aspirant, so I must renounce the home. Have I the still strength of will to renounce without regret? A little bit of regret, maybe still some desire for enjoyment is lurking within. Or am I ready for that? So, then say, practice discrimination. What is discrimination? Anupashya yatha purva. Look at people yatha purva. In the earlier days, how did these wise people behave? Did they transgress the words they have given? Did they ever falsify their truthful words? Pratipashya tatha pare. There would be so many wise people who will never give up truth. All of us will come to that conclusion at some point or the other. Our spiritual, true spiritual life starts only when we come to that firm understanding. Truth alone triumphs. Satyam eva jayate nanritam. Only at that time it will start. How do I know? Because until that conviction comes, we cling to what? There are only two choices, either cling to truth or cling to untruth. Either cling to the eternal or cling to the ephemeral, temporal. Now what are we doing? We are all clinging to the temporal. So a time will come, we have no choice. That is the glory of this evolution. Everybody, willy-nilly, a time will come. Nobody can escape. This is a most wonderful teaching of Hinduism, by the way. In every other religion, if somebody clings to what is called untruth, he will go to hell. And sometimes the idea is eternal hell. They never knew what is called psychology. Because if somebody is eternally in hell, will that person know that it is hell? Do you understand what I mean? Somebody is brought up in a, what is called, near Suez Canal, slum area. Do you think they don't enjoy food, dosha? And by the side of the Suez Canal, some old amma is making dosha. Are there no people to enjoy it? Is the smell coming or not? Do they smell? They don't smell. Because after some time, they get accustomed. That is why peculiar psychology, you know, I am inserting all these things, that you enter into the temple one day, such a beautiful, fragrant incense stick. You ask the pujari, which brand is it? You buy it, take it home, first way, wonderful. Second day, okay. Third day, you don't notice it. Then you come to the temple. Oh, what a wonderful fragrance. And then you ask, what is the brand? That was the brand you were using before you changed it last time. So, change is the nature of this world. All of us have to come to that situation. With this background, as we go, we will discuss it. So, as soon as the father told Nachiketa that I give you to death on the third instance, then Nachiketa started thinking, Bahuna Memi Prathamo, among many, I am the first class disciple or son. Bahuna Memi Madhyamaha. But even if we think there are some people better than me, I am the best among the middle class. Kimsvit Yamasya Kartavyam Yat Maya Adya Karishyati. So, why did my father ask me to go to death? What purpose, what service can I render to Yama? That means to say, Yama means, in a way of speaking, that it is useless. Don't do anything. You are a worthless fellow. You are an inferior fellow. You are a good for nothing fellow. No, I am not like that. I am not with a never third class, always first class. This was what Swamiji used to emphasize, that Shraddha means tremendous self-confidence. I am never inferior. I may be middling, but I know I am first class, but never Athama. That self-confidence was there in this person. The Upanishad itself doesn't give us the continuous thread. We have to understand. So then he must have gone to his father to console him. Do not worry. After all, the words you have uttered, do not regret. Since the words have come, they must be fulfilled. Satyam. See, I am giving you an instance. Once the father of Nagmahashaya became terribly annoyed with him, because he was, what happened? He was earning good amount of money through homeopathy, Nagmahashaya. And he became an intuitive doctor. Every doctor must become intuitive. It was said of one West Bengal chief minister, Vidhan Rai. He had intuition. By looking at a patient, he will tell what disease, how many years he is likely to live. All these sciences are intuitive sciences. There is also physical science, not purely physical science. Many doctors have also that intuitive sense. The tests show something, that it is negative or something. Positively, there is something there. So, these people had that intuition was there. Anyway, these truthful people will always have that intuitive power will be there. So, this Nagamashaya was married twice. Both times his wives died. His father, he was a good man. He used to do a lot of japam and other things. And then he was not happy. Why? Because Nagamahashaya, whatever case he was taking, he was completely curing them. Once it so happened, There was a rich person, and that person's daughter, 8-year-old daughter, became very sick. That rich person had called all the well-known best doctors. Nobody could cure. The child was getting worse. Then he heard about Nagamahashaya, called him. Within few days, the girl had become almost normal. The parents were so grateful. One day, when the treatment had come to an end, the rich man had brought one bag of gold coins and presented it. "This is, sir, please accept it." Immediately, Nagamahashaya said, no, I don't want to, I will not accept it." The man thought that Nagamahashaya was expecting more. So he was so grateful, he did not mind it. He went inside, made it bigger and brought it. Nagamahashaya said, "Sir, the cost of my homeopathic medicine is so many rupees. The cost of my visits for 5-6 days is this much. Only I will accept that much. I will not accept a single penny more." See, that is called greatness. Anyway, this is what the father must be. In case Nachiketa was thinking, his father was regretting, he is telling, "Anupashya yatha purve." Look back. How many great people, they have even given up their lives for the sake of truthfulness. Now, truthfulness has got two meanings in our Upanishads. One meaning of truthfulness is to know what is right, what is true. Second meaning of truthfulness is to put it into practice. Satya Jnana, Satya Acharana. Satya Jnana is called Satya, Satya Acharana is called Dharma. That is why if anybody separates Satya and Dharma, then they are neither Satya people nor Dharmic people. Always it goes. So there were many people who were truthful. Their behavior was exactly according to the Satya. Look at Sri Ramakrishna's definition of Satya. What is it? Mon, mok, akora. Make your thought, your speech and your action one. So this is what is the beautiful definition. This is what is Satya, means your acharana, your behavior will be absolutely the same. It should not deviate. Then only it is called you are a truthful person. So there were many people who even gave up their lives for the maintenance of Satya, truthfulness. Tatha, even though, don't think it happened only in the past, even now. So Pratipashya tatha apare. Even now, in your own time, there are many people who are truthful people. And in future also, there will be always truthful people will be there, no doubt about it. But even look at it. In case you are valuing life, what is the value of a human life? Sasyameva martyaha pachyate. A man, like a corn of rice, a corn plant, how many times? 60 days plant, the rice is there. From the time of sowing to the time of harvesting, how many days? 60 days. Many people are adopting. That means 5-6 times they can grow in the same field. What is human life? Now it is there, now it is not. Ei ache, ei nai. This is what our Holy Mother's words, 3 pounds of ash. Sasyamiva martyaha pachyate, sasyamiva ajayate punaha. Beautiful words. We know about death, but we don't know the same soul is going to be born. We know both death and birth. We know so many babies are born. And we know that so many people also die. Whether the same person who dies is reborn or it is a new person who is reborn, that knowledge we don't have. That knowledge only we get from the scriptures. He says, sasyameva pachyate. We all know about death, but sasyameva ajayate punaha. That is what Bhagavad Gita is confirming also, that man from the unmanifested, avyaktadini bhutani vyakta madhyani bharata avyakta nidhana neva tatraka paridevana. Why do you go on grieving, O Arjuna, that from the unmanifest when something becomes manifest, it is called birth. Not only human beings, chair also. Where was it before? In the wood. And a carpenter brings it out. And then afterwards, it will again become what? Wood. How do we know? It goes into the fireplace. As simple as that. So, this confirmation that the soul has no death, life is a journey, body falls. But at least the body also, do you think the body also will die? It only changes its form. From the unmanifest it came, it remains for some time. That means what? Nothing in this world can be destroyed. That is what he is telling. That is what science tells us. Energy cannot be created, cannot be destroyed. It can be transformed, changed. That is what he is telling. Sasyameva ajayate punaha. Then this much only the conversation here. The father must have agreed to that. That means the person must have overcome the fear of death. And as if he found himself in Yamadharmaraja. Now we have to understand something. If we want to know whether there is life, continuation of life, when do we know? Only after death. And here is this person, Yamadharmaraja. Somehow some popular picture has come. Is always in hell. Yamadharmaraja can never be in hell. Because a person who is an Yamadharmaraja, why do we call him Yamadharmaraja? He is not only Yama, he is also Dharmaraja. Yudhishthira was supposed to be the offspring of Dharmaraja. He is a person who judges our Antaratma, CCTV. God has implanted a CCTV in every one of us and granted it the power that you award either reward or punishment according to his deeds, and never forget whatever he does it. Hard disk record, every record will be there. This person must have gone to Yamadharmaraja. Now this Yamadharmaraja is not an ordinary person. He is not a judge of people. He was also both holding a position of judging people and sending them either to heaven or hell, and also he was the greatest knower of Brahma. Here is a beautiful fact we have to know. Who can be the most wonderful judge? Who is a wonderful judge? A person who is a knower of Brahma. Why? Because he alone will not have any vested interests and he will be filled with love. And he knows, even if he punishes, like a mother, when a mother punishes, will it be really hard? When a father punishes, you have to fear. When a mother punishes, suppose there is a choice between father punishing and mother punishing. Which one do you prefer? Always you must prefer only the mother. There was a story, you know. One day, one evening, 5 minutes to 7, a boy was furiously running. He bumped into a gentleman. A gentleman got annoyed and said, "Boy, don't you look where you are going?" "But sorry, sir, I am in a hurry." The man asked, "Why are you in a hurry?" He said, "I have to reach my home 5 minutes before 7. "Oh, what is the great thing about 5 minutes to 7? "My mother is waiting to beat me." "Oh, are you so eager to be beaten?" He said, "Not like that, sir. If I reach after 7, my father will be beating me." So, mother is always very soft. Natu Maharaj used to say, how many times Holy Mother had saved me from the wrath of Sri Ramakrishna, because he has committed so many things. Sri Ramakrishna was very impatient. He said, "Get out of this place. I don't need your service." Then Holy Mother used to, "Nana, o chuto chele, chup kore thako. Keep quiet. He is a small child. Oh, tumi bolcho to, thik ache." And you are saying that, and that's okay. So, the Nachiketa has reached Yamadharmaraja's place. Here is something, I will give you a brief introduction. Yamadharmaraja was a householder. Every householder has got certain duties. What are the duties? Satyam vada, dharmam chara, swadhyayanma pramadaha, matru pitru karyabhyam, na pramaditavyam, then Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava, Acharya Devo Bhava, Atidhi Devo Bhava. And the Shastra is telling us, what are the duties of a householder? Even a guest comes. Remember, these are not nowadays. Nowadays, there are hotels, motels, so many paying guest houses, so many things are. In those days, they were not available. When a guest comes, the first thing is you will give water for washing the feet, called padya. After that, you will give him to wash his hands. What is the first thing you give? Arghya. Nowadays, you know, a cup of coffee, cool drinks, or sometimes somarasapana also. These are all modern ways. Even today in India, no householder will send a person away without at least offering a cup of tea or coffee. You don't get this in Western countries, especially in UK. They don't offer. They will just talk. If they like somebody, come and meet in a pub. In a pub. There, why? Because the wife will give. But in India, this is the condition. So what happened? Yama Dharmaraja was not only a Brahmagnan. Remember, Nachiketa was not going to merely death. He is going to take sannyasa or transform himself and vidvat sannyasi. For that, where will he go? To a Brahmagnani. But this Brahmagnani could be also a householder. Many householders are there. But every householder has certain duties. So when Nachiketa reached there, this story is told by the scripture that Yamadharmaraja was out for 3 days. He did not return for 3 days. Oh, he must have been extraordinarily busy. It may be First World War or Second World War time. I don't know otherwise why he should be so busy himself. You see, there are other worlds. This is our faith. But we will discuss some other time. World doesn't mean geographical location. World is a mental state. When you are in the highest state of samadhi, where was Sri Ramakrishna when he used to enter into samadhi? So, where was Brahmaloka? Here itself. So, when a person is intensely suffering, then where is his body? Swarga and Naraka imply a mental state. Having said that, our scriptures are telling that there are certain lokas. It is a mental state, mentally. Sukshma loka, sukshma sharira. So, not where means not geographical location. Right here itself. Swami Vivekananda says, both gods and demons, they are all both here, in this very same place. So, they are passing through us, we are passing through them. Fortunately, they don't know us, we also don't know. You understand the implication of that? When we are passing through the devatas, they are fortunate that they are not able to see us. From their point of view, we are all narakavasins. And many demons, bhutas, pretas, pishachas are passing through us. We are also fortunate not to be able to see them. Otherwise, there would be grave accidents. This is what is called underground. Anyway, so Nachiketa has reached the place. When Yamadharmaraja was absent, he was a householder. Through this story, the scripture is also telling the duties of a householder. Every atithi must be entertained. Not only must be entertained, he must be looked upon as God himself. So, his family people could not entertain him. Because there might have been a rule, unless the owner of the house is there, so they cannot do it. I cannot understand it. How can a man is standing there, you are cooking and eating, can you not give a little bit of food, at least through the back door? Once I saw a cartoon, a fellow, a Christian country, a fellow went on Sunday morning, he felt he was in need of a drink. He went and knocked in a pub. Usually pub means the house will be backside, shop will be front side. So one small girl opened the door and said, today is Sunday morning, we don't sell drinks on Sunday mornings from the front door, come to the back door. Back door is okay. I can't understand, why can't they give supply food there? But it is to emphasize every guest should be entertained. 3 nights, 3 days and 3 nights, he stayed there. Yamadharma Raja must have returned. And his people or counselors or ministers or advisors or assistants must have told Vaishwana, what are they teaching? Vaishwanaraha pravishyati atidhi brahmano grihan tasya etam shantim kurvanti hara vaivasvata udakam. Vaivasvata means the son of Vivasvan. Vivasvan means Surya. Yamadharma Raja is said to be the son of Surya Devata. So he said, O Yamadharma Raja, that when a guest enters, he will be like fire. Especially a Brahmana guest will be like a fire. Vaishvanaraha means what? Fire. Vaishvanara, one meaning is fire, another meaning is Jatharagni. Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva Praninam Dehamashritaha Pranapana Samayuktaha Pachamyanam Chaturvidham. So Vaishvanara Pravishati Atithi. So Nachiketas waited for 3 days without food. On Yama's return, his wife or followers told him thus, as fire, a Brahmana guest enters the house, they, means good householders, greet him with this peace offering. But we were not able to do so. O Vaivasvata, bring water. That means padya and other things. Water means what? Just bring water and say goodbye. That is not the meaning. Meaning is that you give everything. First is a sign of welcome. Atidhi pravishati atidhi brahmana. A Brahmin guest especially. Who is a brahmana? Not a jati brahmana only, jati brahmana also, but karma brahmana, but more importantly, guna brahmana. Brahmana, I always say, Brahma janatiti brahmana. A person who has realized God is called a brahmana. But every guest has to be respected, treated well. Respect means what? Don't become one fellow, one citizen was reluctant to pay his taxes. Another fellow advised him, every good citizen must pay his taxes with a smile. This fellow replied, I tried it, they wanted only cash. Not smile, they are not happy. Every citizen must pay taxes with a smile, not with a smile, with money. Means pay happily, that is what it means. And you go and smile there and they say your taxes, you paid, that is not the meaning. Vaishvanaraha pravishati atidhi brahmana, that means like fire. If you do not respect fire, what will it do? It will burn you. Therefore, you may be Yamadharma Raja. You may be also a person who is a knower of Brahma. Doesn't matter. You are a householder. You have to follow all the rules and regulations of a householder. Tasya etam shantim kurvanti. Every good householder must make this guest completely happy, peaceful, serene, pleased. Hara vaivasvata udakam. Hari. Hara means hurry. Bring water. Approach the guest. Wash his feet. Welcome him. Feed him. And make him pleased. That is the understanding that we have. Then supposing a householder doesn't do this. He neglects willfully or unconsciously. What happens to him? Even unknowingly also. What happens? Asha pratikshe sangatam sundrutam cha ishtapurte putra pashumcha sarva etat bhunte purushahasa alpamedasaha yasya anasnan vasati brahmano grihe. So yasya grihe, in whose house, anasna, without eating, a patidhi, especially brahmana, lives there. What happens? In Bengali they call it sarbanash hobe. He will lose everything, he will lose. And a person who doesn't do it is called alpamedasaha purushaha. He is an idiot of very little intelligence. So this is the etat bhunte. This person's wrath will burn away all the good karmas this person has done. These good karmas We will come to that. Shankara Bhasha, it is there. And two words is Asha and Pratiksha. Asha means hope. Pratiksha means expectation. Shabari Pratiksha. Shabari was expecting. Whom? Rama. Asha means what? A person has not done, but he is hoping to get something. He cannot claim that this is what I must get. Hoping against hope. Lottery ticket. Buys 1 rupee ticket and hopes for 1 crore of rupees. This is called Asha. Many people have that name, Asha. Their name is Asha. Many times I remark, the appropriate name should be Nirasha. You know, always cast royal face, complaining and depressed. So, Asha. What is Asha? That we have not done sufficiently, yet another example would be a person hasn't done well in the interview, but he hopes against hope that he will get. A person has not studied properly, and with that he goes into the examination hall, and after that he hopes against hope that he will be passed first class first. Sometimes it might happen also, but pratiksha means a person, a student, well prepared, and he meant, and he wrote well. A person well prepared, he attended the interview, and he had done very well. Then what happens? There is expectation. One is hope, another is expectation. If a venerable atithi is not treated properly, then both his hopes and expectations will be frustrated. That means they will not be fulfilled. On the other hand, his papa will come for him. That is what is clearly said. It is not merely a neutral action. It is because you have not done something you are expected to do. So, sangatam sunrutam cha ishtapurte putra pashumscha sarvan. Sarvan means everything. First of all, pashumscha. All the animals. In those days, animals represented wealth. All the wealth will be totally gone. Putra. Even if there are children, they will be dead because of this insult or this sin one has committed. Then, in the past, householders were expected to do two things, ishta and purta. So, ishta means pujas, worshipping gods, etc., going on a place of pilgrimage, what is called spiritual activities. These are special spiritual activities, they are called ishta. Purta means service to the society, such as constructing temples, digging wells and tanks, making roads, etc., or establishing dharmashalas, annachatras, etc. I was a young boy, I was born in a village, and it would be terribly hot. I have seen every summer, in between two villages, even 3 miles, it is terrible. They put up a small scaffolding, and there they serve buttermilk sometimes, panakam like that, and also dal, kosambari. You just boil them, put some bella there to make it tasty, and also coconut, this thing, and the jaggery water. Very tasty, panakam. Both will be there. And anybody, take as much as you want. Some people use it. That is called purta. Ishta means personal activities. That is, you do japa, tapa, meditation, pujas, go on pilgrimages, do so many parayanas. This is called ishta. Purta means, ishta means that which is related purely for one's own good. Purta means that which is done for the welfare of the society. Both these, a person must do ishta and purta. That was the there. We have forgotten those things. That is why even today, some remnant of it is there. You know, many people dig wells, etc. Many people construct tanks, etc. And if somebody says, we are going to construct some temples, they will give willingly money. But that idea had become a little bit less. And now Swamiji converted it into Daridra Narayana Bhava, Rogi Narayana Bhava, etc. But that should not, we should not neglect Atidhis Navites, etc. So, Sangatam Sunrutam. Sangatam means association. Association with whom? Good people. What Sri Ramakrishna says, Satsanga. Every holy association has its tremendous effect. But if anybody neglects this, then all the result of his satsanga will also completely destroy. And then sin will come. Because what happens? How sin will come? By neglecting to do what a person has to do. It is like climbing a vertical mountain. Either you keep on climbing or you will fall down. There is no question of staying there. For a short time you might take a little breath, deep breath. But either you reach the top or you will be at the bottom. No question of staying anywhere. This is what the scripture Kathopanishad is now telling us. Hopes and expectations, the fruits of good associations, the merit of sweet and beneficial speech, the sacred and the good deeds, and all his children and cattle, all these are destroyed in the case of that foolish man in whose house a Brahmana stays without being entertained, without meats. So even though it is a book called Upanishad, indirectly it is teaching, this is how a person slowly attains yogyata, fitness for understanding the truths of the Upanishad. Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampanna is how to attain, he must become an adhikari. How does he become an adhikari? By the practice of all these things. This Tattva Bodha is a primer of Advaita Vedanta. He tells, who is an adhikari? Asmin Janmani. Janmantare va, either in this life or in the past life. He is five types of karmas. Nitya, Naimittika, Kamya, Nishiddha, Upasana. Nitya, daily we have to do certain things. Study of scriptures, prayer to God, etc. Then Naimittika, occasionally special festivals, etc. one has to do. Kamya, one should make special effort that your desire is not fulfilled. You have to specially pray to God. Go on, please. Mokkubadi antame telugulo. So we vow to Tirupati Venkateshwara that if you fulfill this, then I will give you this one, etc. Then Nishiddha. What should never be done? We need to be more active not to do what is prohibited. It is natural sometimes we slip. Then what to do? Prayaschitta. We have to do prayaschitta. These are the five prescribed duties everybody has to do. Asmin janmani, janmantareva, upasana purasaram. With upasana, prayer to God, special meditation, then his mind becomes vasana durita kshayena. Slowly, all the papas and purva janma, papa samskaras especially, will become destroyed slowly. And then by the performance of good actions, etc., his mind will go even beyond punya and he will become a jignasu. When he becomes a jignasu, with all these qualifications, he is entitled to be called adhikari. Beautiful description is there. This is what he is telling, hope's expectation. Shankaracharya interprets hope as asking desirable yet unknown objects such as heavenly enjoyment, and pratiksha, looking forward with a view to obtaining known objects such as wealth and other means of worldly enjoyments. Sangatam sunrutam. Sunruta. Sunruta means truthful speech. It has got its own result. So if we practice truthfulness, whatever comes out of our mouth must become truthful. That is why when Naga Mahashaya heard, I want to eat some amlaki, he knew from Sri Ramakrishna's mouth an untruthful word will never come. Everybody was telling, this is not the season. He said, season or no season, word has come and it must be, there must be some amlakis somewhere because the word has come from him. Now, because Sri Ramakrishna said suddenly these Amalekis jump onto the tree and hang, or because they are hanging already Sri Ramakrishna uttered the truthful word? Which comes first? Already there are fruits. Otherwise, the desire will never come. That's why they are called Satya Kamaha, Satya Sankalpa, Satya Kamaha. They desire only truth. That means truth is already there. Sankalpa means whatever desires come. Whatever they desire, it must be fulfilled. That is called Satya Sankalpa. So, we will stop here. Then I want to corroborate this. An Atithi should be completely entertained as what? As God Himself. Let me give Mahapurush Maharaj was the president, 1930s or something like that. And at that time, Belur Math was not very prosperous. The income was less, expenditure was more. So, whatever number of people are there, they will cook only just for them. And even then it was not sufficient. Bhuteshanti Maharaj used to tell, 5 minutes, 6:30 is the breakfast. 6:35 they reach, there is no hope of getting breakfast. Because those who were earlier 5 minutes, they must have finished. That means the quantity was not available. But with humor he used to say, tea, no problem. Because Ganges is flowing by. Any amount of water can be added to the boiling water. That's what roadside they all do it. Any amount of tea you can drink. But muri and other things, it comes only in a small quantity. That was the condition. Remember. So one noon, Mahapurush Maharaj had finished his food and then he was living on the first floor and he just went and looked out. He saw an old man going back out of the gate. He came and he was going. Mahapurush Maharaj saw him while going back and his face was very small, felt very unhappy. Then immediately he had called his attendant and said, who is that man? What happened? The attendant went and soon came back. Maharaj, this man came after all of us have finished food and he asked, I am starving. 3 days I did not have any food. Please give me a little food. And they did not have, sadly. And so they said, sorry, sir, we could have given you, but there was no food. And then very sadly he went away. Mahapurush Maharaj became alarmed. He said, he might be a Brahmana. And if he goes like this, some evil will befall. Even though he was a monk. And because they did not have ready-made food, actually food was there. In the storehouse of Sri Ramakrishna's temple, in the form of fruits. Then he said, at least you could have given some fruits to him. Then the attendant said, because the same Swami will scold, who asked you to give the fruits? Yeah, Premanandji was like that, you know. So, to avoid this scolding, they said, because it had to be offered. And they had only just sufficient for next day. So they said, sorry sir, we don't have anything. So, with great sadness he went away. And Mahapurush Maharaj was expecting some calamity to happen. And it came after 3-4 days, the Goshala got completely gutted. And then he remarked, this is the result of the Brahmanas. He was not cursing or anything. But just because he went away unhappily, not being treated. And then he instructed, if such future cases happen, if nothing is there, you go to the temple. Take 1 or 2 bananas at least, give it to him, fruits. So, let us keep. That rule still applies to all of us. At least offer him a glass of cold water or a cup of coffee, some biscuits, whatever it is. No house is without these things. But you have to, 2 conditions, you have to give something and you have to look upon that person as, not as a nuisance, not as a pest by, but who knows? God has come in that particular form. Om Sahanavavatu Sahanau Bhunattu Sahaviryam Karavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। हरिः ॐ तत्सत्। श्रीरामकृष्णार्पणमस्तु।